In 1986, I didn't believe in ghosts. And then I met Ron and Nancy Stallings, who were ghost experts. And they kind of changed my way of thinking. I was shooting a documentary, and I was introduced to these two people who had experience with ghosts. So I went out to their house, and I met them. And the reason they're a ghost expert is because in the 70s, they moved into a profoundly haunted house, a house that from the moment they walked in, water would turn on and off, power would go on and off, the lights would flicker, things would move in the house, the children were taunted, animals were taunted, they all had nightmares, and they did everything. They brought in electricians and plumbers and structural engineers and priests and scientists, and at the end of the day, they had to move out because it was that bad. And once they moved out, other people came to them, and because they knew what they were talking about, asked them for advice. And that's how you become a ghost expert. And when I met them, they were so kind. I interviewed them with my girlfriend at the time, and they talked for 2 hours. They gave me all sorts of leads on haunted places in Baltimore, which is what I was trying to videotape. They gave me directions as far as what to do when I entered the space, to be not to be fearful, to ask questions of the ghosts, to try and be alone. And they give me all these tips and tricks. And also to make sure you had extra batteries, because when you're in a place where ghosts supposedly are, they suck the energy out of your electrical equipment. And as I was about to leave, my girlfriend and I were about to leave, Nancy Stallings gave us a little aside. She said, "Be careful that nothing follows you home." And I said, "Ghosts follow you home?" And she said, "No." And then Ron said, "We call them shadow people." And I was like, "What's a shadow person?" It's kind of a malevolent being that feeds on fear, and it has been known to follow people around, and they had dealt with it a few times. And that freaked my girlfriend out. So when we got back to the dorms and everything, she made me a little packet, really a box, that had things like crystals and a crucifix and a blue jay feather and an emptied egg that had Bible passages and positive affirmations in it for me to take when I went from place to place. And I went to a bunch of places that the Stallings recommended. And I did everything they told me to do. I interviewed people. I walked around the places. I asked questions of the ghosts, and nothing happened. I went to graveyards. I went to haunted houses. I went to forts. I went to restaurants. I went to hotels. Nothing happened. Until I went to a ship, the USS Constellation, which is an old ship that's in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. It's been used since the Civil War. And when I talked to the people on board, they told me, they said, "Yeah, there's been some incidences, mostly in the infirmary," which made sense. People died in the infirmary. Sometimes people had been pushed or touched. A little girl had had her hair pulled. People had seen faces in the portholes of the ship. And I was interested. So once the interview was done, I started to walk through the ship. And I went to the infirmary, saw nothing. Nothing, you know, happened at all. Went to the upper decks, went to the cabins. And then I went below deck. And it was a rainy, cold Monday in October. And on the deck where I was were all the cannons. They were all lined up on the left-hand side. And the gun ports were open, but it was still really dark. And I had with me, along with my camcorder, I had a big battery-powered light that I stuck on the camcorder, and it could light up a space, but it was a harsh light, and it set really harsh shadows. So I decided I was going to take a shot from left to right, showing the cannons, and I put the light on, and I put the camcorder on, and all these shadows were happening, and then I went to my right, and I had my right eye to my viewfinder, but my left eye is always open because I don't want to bump into things. And I saw, once I panned, a shadow behind a cannon. All the other shadows had disappeared once I had panned because the light was over here, but that shadow stayed. And I thought that was weird. So I turned back, and the shadow was there, and a bunch of other shadows were there because the light was now pointed there, but it was a little different. It was a dark shadow. There didn't seem to be light getting past it at all. So I panned back, and now I had my left eye watching what was happening over there. And that shadow, which seemed to be in the shape of a head and a torso of someone, slowly dipped down. It took about 5 seconds, and it dipped down. Now, if I was a good videographer, I would have turned immediately and shot to show the difference, but I wasn't. I went stone cold. I froze up. I started to breathe rapidly. I shut off the camera. I backed up, and I got the heck off the boat. I didn't say goodbye to any of the people on the ship. I went directly to my car, and I sat in my car, and I was freaked out. I was hyperventilating, and I looked at my camera, and the battery was low, which made sense because I'd been shooting all day. But the lamp, which was powered off separate batteries, wouldn't even turn back on again. It was completely drained. So I went back to my dorm. I had a single because I was a senior in college, so I didn't have a roommate to tell anything to. I didn't say anything to my girlfriend because that would have freaked her out even more. And I started to have nightmares. And that lasted for about 3 or 4 days. I showed the tape to my editor. I didn't tell him what I thought I saw, but because the quality was so bad, he couldn't see anything either. So after about 4 or 5 days, I called Nancy Stallings, and I explained to her what happened. And she walked me through a few things. She asked if I'd heard anything or if anything had happened in the dorms or things like that. And I said, no. And she said, oh, I think you'll be fine. And I was. I was completely fine. And I turned in my documentary. I got a B on it. I usually got straight A's. And I remember the professor said in the notes that he gave me a B because he felt I wasn't emotionally involved. And I can't disagree more. It was the most emotionally involved I've ever been in anything I've ever videotaped before or since.